From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program. Last week I offered a printed copy of the Bible studies we conduct here on Let the Bible Speak. I was almost immediately contacted by interested listeners. What I intend doing, therefore, is sending out Bible study notes at the end of each month to listeners who contact me. The notes, of course, will be free. I hope that many of you will send for these notes. Our Bible study today will center upon John chapter 6, in the verses 22 to 27. Let me remind you now, very quickly, of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will be looking at our ongoing study of the garments of the Old Testament high priest, and playing another extract from the sermon, Hiding in a Hole, in a vain attempt to escape justice. Quite a number of our listeners have requested this free sermon tape. So join with me tonight then at 9 o'clock. Now here's Frank Boggs singing, Jesus is all the world to me. After we listen to him, we will turn to John chapter 6, the verses 22 to 27.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so.
The subject this morning is an interest in Christ which is all wrong. And we're going to be looking at John chapter 6, the verses 22 to 27. Last week we considered how Christ walked on the waters of the Sea of Galilee. Upon his entering the disciples' ship, the ship was immediately at its destination. The next day, the people who had seen the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 followed by ship to Capernaum, where Jesus and his disciples were. Upon catching up with Christ, they asked him a question, "Rabbi, when camest thou hither?" Verse 25. Let us consider just what these verses, 22 to 27, teach us. First of all, the Savior's answer to the question in verse 25 perfectly illustrates the knowledge that the Lord has of man's heart. If you or I were listening to the people as they came seeking Christ, we would have thought that a wonderful thing was happening. But Christ's response indicate that things within the hearts of these people were not as they appeared on the outside. Far from following Christ in order to honor him and profess their faith in him, they were moved by the base motive of greed. Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." Verse 26. The Savior still evaluates men by their hearts and not by their outward appearance. Our church attendance does not count with the Lord Jesus. "The Lord looketh on the heart." 1 Samuel chapter 16 and the verse 7. When the Lord looked within the hearts of these men, he saw the true reason for their following of him. It was in order that they might feast their bodies once more. Do not try to deceive Christ by an outward show of religion. Remember what is said in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." There's no bluffing of God. Now, secondly, the Savior gives good instruction to these foolish people. "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed." Verse 27. The people had shown themselves ready to labor for mere earthly food, which would only nourish the body. They had undertaken a lengthy journey up the coast of the Sea of Galilee in the hope that they might feast again upon the bounty that they had enjoyed the previous day. But were they as willing to diligently follow after that which would feed their souls and which would impart to them eternal life? Apparently not. Man has not changed. The emphasis of modern man is still the same as that of these men some 2,000 years ago. "Much is thought of the needs and the comforts of the body, but little, if anything at all, is thought of the needs of the soul. The body will perish no matter what attention men may give it, but the soul will live forever. Labor devoted to its well-being will repay a person richly indeed." Remember what we read concerning the successful farmer whose business flourished through his much labor, but it flourished at the expense of his soul. He felt content with his labors, as is seen in his boast, "Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." how differently God saw it all. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Luke chapter 12, the verses 19 and 20. In the words of instruction given by the Savior in the verse 27, there are some very important points that we should note. First of all, the needs of the soul can only be addressed through much effort. By that we do not mean that we are saved by works or labors or toils. No, the water of life is free to all who would drink of it. But there is much that would keep you back from drinking of it. Doubts about the simple means of receiving Christ by faith, that's a hindrance. Prejudice regarding the Bible and its teaching, that keeps a man back from Christ. The opposition of friends and acquaintances, should you get saved, that often proves to be a very great obstacle. These are the briars and the nettles which would hinder us from stooping down and drinking of the water of life. The stooping and drinking is a simple task, but breaking through the resistance to our drinking requires toil and labor. But if we are not to be robbed of life eternal, then we must heed the Savior's words and labor to break through the barriers that the devil and the world and our own unbelief would erect to keep us back from the Savior. Secondly, it is Christ alone who provides sinners with the means of salvation. It is the Son of Man who gives poor sinners the meat that endureth unto eternal life. Verse 27. He alone is the one appointed of the Father for this task. Please seek unto him alone for salvation. Thirdly, the blessing of eternal life is a gift to be received, not a merit to be earned. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. Verse 27. A woman once saw in Christ the answer to her great need. She was dying of a hemorrhage. But as the Bible says, when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Mark chapter 5, verses 27 to 29. She labored to press through the crowd, but it took only the touch of faith for her to obtain the free gift of healing. So it is with salvation. Despite the difficulties that rise up to hinder you today, reach forth by faith and take from Christ the gift of eternal salvation. Give heed to this urgent matter today. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.